This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. President Joe Biden visits Colorado today. The president will tour damage caused by the Marshall Fire and meet with some of the people who lost homes. He'll be accompanied on the visit by Colorado Senators John Hickenlooper and Michael Bennett. Biden has approved a major disaster declaration for the fire, the first step to unlocking federal assistance for housing and other needs. And people are returning to what used to be their homes in Louisville and Superior after last week's fire. Adrienne Hirsch stood at the remnants of her house in Superior. She was shocked at how easily everything had disappeared.
Something so big can just go down to nothing.
Officials are worried Colorado's tight housing and construction markets will make it harder for victims to find or rebuild homes. Hirsch says she isn't sure what this will mean long term for her and her two kids.
Trying to find a place to live, of course, something that's furnished.
The Marshall Fire destroyed or damaged more than 1,000 homes and buildings. Governor Polis has temporarily suspended some of the state's rules around the use of seclusion in juvenile detention centers. The executive order now allows authorities to use seclusion to slow the spread of COVID-19. Authorities can only apply the policy to comply with CDC quarantine guidelines and to maintain a safe ratio of staff to detainees. Denver International Airport is reopening one of its economy parking lots. Officials say the Pikes Peak shuttle lot has reopened and will stay that way. The parking lot closed numerous times last year due to staffing shortages. This is CPR News and KRCC.